again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. Today is the 5th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Wendell Berry, born in Port Royal, Kentucky, 1934, grew up on farmland that had belonged to his family since 1803. And after college and graduate school and living in Italy and New York City, went back to that same land to become a farmer and to grow squash and corn and tomatoes and raise sheep and some horses, and to write about his experiences as a farmer in more than 40 books of poetry, fiction, and essays. His collections include A Timbered Choir and his book The Gift of Good Land. Wendell Berry, who said, "Better than any argument is to rise at dawn and pick dew-wet red berries in a cup." It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Conrad Aiken, born in Savannah, Georgia, 1889, who wrote, "Music I heard with you was more than music, and bread I broke with you was more than bread. Now that I am without you, all is so desolate, and all that once was so beautiful is dead." It's the birthday of Guy de Maupassant, born in Normandy, 1850, one of the great French short story writers. It was in just a 10-year period between 1880 and 1890 he wrote most of the work for which he's remembered today, including 300 stories and 5 novels. He was an apprentice of Flaubert's, who used to invite him to lunch on Sundays and lecture him on prose style and correct his work, and introduced him to Turgenev and to Zola and to Henry James. Flaubert said of Maupassant, "He's my disciple, and I love him like a son." It was on this day in 1850 Herman Melville and Nathaniel Hawthorne met at a picnic with friends on Monument Mountain near Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Hawthorne, 15 years older, Melville had been to sea, very different people. Hawthorne, more reserved, Melville, more outgoing. But they became very close friends, and for a year and a half, they lived 6 miles apart during the most productive times in their writing lives. It was during the time that Hawthorne published The Scarlet Letter and Melville published Moby Dick. And it's the birthday of the film director John Huston, born in Nevada, Missouri, 1906, who said the directing of a picture involves coming out of your individual loneliness and taking a controlling part in putting together a small world. Here's a poem for today by John Ashbery entitled The Problem of Anxiety. 50 years have passed since I started living in those dark towns I was telling you about. Well, not much has changed. I still can't figure out how to get from the post office to the swings in the park. Apple trees blossom in the cold, not from conviction, and my hair is the color of dandelion fluff. Suppose this poem were about you, would you put in the things I've carefully left out, descriptions of pain and sex and how shiftily people behave toward each other? Nah, that's all in some book, it seems. For you, I've saved the descriptions of chicken sandwiches and the glass eye that stares at me in amazement from the bronze mantle and will never be appeased. The Problem of Anxiety, a poem by John Ashbery, from his collection Can You Hear Bird, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.